by Ted Decker. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you like suspenseful Christian fiction, then you must read Shades of Chocolate by Cecilia Doughty. Shades of Chocolate is about Toni, an unsaved woman who runs a chocolate-themed bakery. Her life is in danger, and as she struggles with religion and faith issues, she works with Jason. Toni has hired Jason to work in her bakery. Jason is wealthy, and while he's on hiatus from his family's business, he grows closer to Toni. He's worried about her. Can he protect her? He wants her to share his faith, but that would take a miracle. Come and read this faith-filled, wonderful Amazon best-selling novel today. Tell your friends and church buddies by sharing the link at the end of this blog post, or you may simply go to cecelia.com/shades-of-chocolate. That's ceciliadoughty.com/shades-of-chocolate. And now, let's talk about Skin by Ted Decker. This is how it reads from the back cover of the book. A freak storm has spawned three tornadoes that are bearing down on the town of Somerville. Yet under the cover of the storm looms a much more ominous threat, a vindictive killer known as Red, who's left a string of victims in his wake and is now bent on exacting his final revenge on the unsuspecting town. But there is an enigma surrounding Red that the FBI is unwilling to admit, closely guarded secrets of something gone terribly wrong beneath the skin of Somerville. Secrets that will destroy far more than one small town. Wendy Davidson is caught in the middle. She's a recovering cult survivor who takes refuge in Somerville on her way to visit her estranged mother, and with her four strangers, any of whom could be the next victim or the killer. This book gave me nightmares. No, I'm not kidding. It was chilling, gruesome, and bloody. However, I wanted to keep reading the story. I wanted to see what happened to Wendy, Colt, Pincus, Nicole, and Carrie. I also wanted to find out the identity of the killer named Red. Five people are drawn together, being influenced by an evil killer named Red. Red is obsessed with ugliness. The five people are forced to decide which one of them is the ugliest, therefore deciding which one of them will die next. Red gives the five ultimatums throughout the book. This isn't the usual genre that I read, and in order for me to tell you my full thoughts about the story, I'll have to give spoilers. If you want a chilling story that'll keep you reading, this book is for you. But if you're somewhat squeamish, I wouldn't recommend this novel. See below for my further thoughts. Again, below is spoilers. So if you have not read the book and you do not like spoilers, just stop listening now, read the book, and then come back to this recording or come back to this blog post to hear my thoughts. I read this novel very quickly. I've been reading it for the last few nights before going to bed. The book somewhat crept into my mind and stayed there. I had bad dreams for two nights. My husband told me to stop reading the book, but I told him that the book was written in a way that made me want to finish. Wait a second. If you like religious wholesome fiction, then read Shades of Chocolate by Cecilia Doughty. Over 150 Amazon 5-star reviews. Join my email list and receive fantastic updates about new releases. Now, back to Skin. This book was filled with so much darkness, sadness, and evil. I felt that Decker could have placed more light into the story, more goodness. It may have been in the story hidden, and I just didn't see it. I caught a glimpse of truth and goodness at the end, but that's about it. I wanted to rewrite the novel and take out some of the blood and gore. Chopped off fingers, chopped off hand, hanging deaths, shooting deaths, beautiful face disfigured with a knife, beautiful face disfigured with a blowtorch, death, death, death. It was like the streets were swimming with blood, and I just wanted to say, stop, enough already. It was a bit of a relief to find out that the town was not real and the whole thing was a game. I'm not the most scientifically minded person, but I found the ending a little bit confusing. Even though it was a game, the events physically affected the players, sometimes. For example, Pickus's fingers were severed during the game, but when they came out of the game, his fingers were intact. Your brother and sister Nicole and Carrie both died during the game, and they were really dead when the game was over. When the killer is revealed, it's definitely a shock. I won't rant that I didn't see much of an inspirational message, since I've heard that this was marketed as a secular book. If I could rewrite this story, I'd place some light into it. Show them praying, calling out to Jesus. It didn't appear that any of the characters were Christians. I know Carrie dealt with the occult, using his pentagram and candles and stuff. I think this book will stay in my mind for a long time. I didn't purchase this title. After I read Three in Black, my sister heard me raving about how much I enjoyed Decker's work, so she found this book in the discount bin at Barnes and Noble and called me, wanting to know if I wanted it. I told her to purchase it for me, and she did. I haven't read all of his books because his genre is not my usual preference, but his genre, at least the older books, are something I can read and enjoy occasionally. Parts of this book reminded me of the following three movies: It by Stephen King. Stephen King wrote the book It. I can't read Stephen King either. I tried to read a King novel when I was in my early 20s, and I didn't make it past chapter one. The novel was well written, but he gave me nightmares, so I stopped reading and never tried again. Jumanji. Just Google it and find out what this movie's about. Not sure if I spelled it right. Robin Williams starred in it, and he was swept into a board game as a child, but returns from the game once he's an adult. The Matrix. That's another movie that reminded me of this book. As time goes by, and if the mood permits, I'll probably read some more of Decker's older stuff within the next year or so, like the rest of the Circle series. If he has other titles as gruesome as this one, I don't think I'll read them. Additional thoughts. This book is still heavy on my mind, and I just wish it would go away. I did come up with a thought on the inspirational aspect of this story this evening. Carrie was involved with the occult, and I'm assuming the sister Nicole was too, therefore making them evil slash bad as far as God is concerned. The killer, Red, is also evil for obvious reasons. All three of these people end up dead, while the good people, Wendy, Colt, and Pincus, manage to live throughout the game. The goodness of Wendy, Colt, and Pincus is portrayed by the fact that they are now alive and there was no physical damage. That's why Pincus still has his fingers. It's the goodness protecting him, and this protection obviously didn't cover Nicole, Carrie, and the kill or the killer. I'm rambling now, not sure if I'm on the right track, but that's all I have to say about this novel. Now, hopefully, it'll leave my mind, allowing me to focus on something more positive and uplifting. If you like religious wholesome fiction, then read Shades of Chocolate by Cecilia Doughty, over 155-star Amazon reviews, or join my email list and receive fantastic updates about new releases. Simply click on the links in the blog posts. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing LLC. If you like suspenseful Christian fiction, then you must read Shades of Chocolate by Cecilia Doughty. Shades of Chocolate is about Toni, an unsaved woman who runs a chocolate-themed bakery. Her life is in danger, and as she struggles with religion and faith issues, she works with Jason. Toni has hired Jason to work in her bakery. Jason is wealthy, and while he's on hiatus from his family's business, he grows closer to Toni. He's worried about her. Can he protect her? He wants her to share his faith, but that would take a miracle. Come and read this faith-filled, wonderful Amazon best-selling novel today. Tell your friends and church buddies by sharing this link at the end of this blog post. You may also go to ceciliadaddy.com / shades dash of dash chocolate, or simply go to Amazon and type in CECELIADOWDY, Cecilia Doughty, and Shades of Chocolate, and you should be able to find the book that way. Or simply click on the link at the end of this blog post. Thanks and have a wonderful day. And don't forget to share this blog post and this podcast with your friends, family, and church members. Have a nice evening.